Tell Me No Lies, written by Alex Sinclair and read by Patricia Rodriguez.
Prologue. I smiled at my husband in the light of the half moon, returning a heartfelt grin he gave me, not knowing in that fleeting moment that our lives were about to change forever. The items stirring around in my coat pocket would be the very object that would either make or break our relationship in the next few minutes. I glanced away, wondering how such a tiny thing could generate the most powerful of reactions. "Cappuccino for Grace!" shouted a man from the coffee truck we were standing by. John accepted the hot beverage on my behalf and handed it over to me a moment later. I welcomed the warmth of the cardboard and wrapped both hands firmly around the cup, taking a much-needed sip. "How is it?" John asked me as we stepped out of the way of the other night owls who were out lurking about in the streets of our small town on a Saturday night. "Perfect, thank you," I said with a smile. I realized he had only ordered a cappuccino for me. "Why didn't you order one for yourself?" I asked. "I'm full from dinner," he said. It was unlike him to skip getting a coffee when we went out for dinner. We always stopped by at Trevor's coffee truck after a meal, and this particular night out wasn't just an excuse to hit the town and spend some money. We were celebrating our 5-year wedding anniversary. "We should probably get going," he said. "It's getting late." "Are you sure? We could head over to one of the bars and grab a drink if you'd like." I was trying my best to delay what I was desperate yet scared to talk to him about, the final anniversary present I had for John in my coat pocket. John ran a hand over his chin for a moment in thought. "No, it's okay. I'd rather get you home and to bed, if you catch my drift." He raised his brows at me and leaned in to kiss me on the cheek. I playfully nudged him sideways as we walked along the street. "Is that right?" I asked him before I took another sip of coffee. "Yeah," he said with a boyish grin. "And what makes you think you're getting lucky again, huh?" John's arms outstretched wide. "Come on, it's our wedding anniversary. Twice in one day is pretty much guaranteed."
"We'll see," I said as I drummed my fingers on my coffee cup while staring into John's eyes with a coy grin. I'd missed this side of him so much. We continued to stroll down toward his car. The powder blue street lights above guided our way along the sidewalk. A planted tree took up a portion of the path every 100 feet or so along the cozy street. My evening bag hung from my wrist with a gift inside that John had given me. He decided to ignore the traditional wood gift that was customary for celebrating 5 years of marriage. Instead, he got me a gold watch with a light gray leather band he knew I'd like. The time had frozen on the clock at 10 past 10, so I didn't bother to put it on just yet. John promised to get it fixed for me the next day. It wasn't the kind of gift I was expecting, but I loved it all the same. Besides, I was more concerned about what I was giving him than anything else. It was all I could focus on. Our night wasn't exactly going perfect. A long week of draining work had made us argue over nothing, as per usual. But we'd pushed through and managed to make it into something of a good time overall. The last few months, we drifted somewhat apart with our busy lives, but everything was back on track. It had to be. Now was the perfect moment to ask him the very question that was dying to come out of me. I looked up into the clearing sky to the stars above and drew in some air, letting it out again a moment later. We came to a stop in the street level with our car. It was parked across the road. Once we crossed over, we'd be back in John's sedan and headed for home. I was running out of time to ask him my question.